Why did I do that? I'll get to this verse. Boy, it's time. Time is getting away. Why do I do that? Notice it said the stronghold of sin within us, so that we would not continue to live one moment longer submitted to sin's power. We will not live one moment longer submitted to sin's power. Why? Why is that so clear to me? Look at Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. This still in the passion. Listen to this. For my old identity has been what? Co-crucified with the Messiah. And no longer lives. When we understand that an old man has been crucified, and that old man no longer lives. What? No longer live. For the nailing of his cross crucified me with him. And now, the essence of this new life is no longer mine. For the anointed one lives where? His life through me. We live in union as one. We live how? In union as one. My new life is empowered by the faith of the Son of God, who loves me so much that he gave himself for me, doing what? Dispensing his life into mine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we know the integrity of the word, then we can put confidence in what he says. And we can live and act accordingly, because we know he doesn't lie. God is not a man that he should lie, neither son of man that he should repent. Has he said? He just said it. Shall he not make it good? Has he spoken? Shall he not bring it to pass? He said it. Shall he not make it good? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So as it is written, I close with this. Romans 8:36. This is the King James here. Romans 8:36. Are you with me? As it is written, for thy sake we are what? Killed all the day long. We are counted sheep for the slaughter. Keep going. Nay, no, that's not the truth. No. No, we are not counted as sheep to be killed. That's what was said. But here's the truth. In all these things. I'm going to say it again. In all these things. See, that's what religion will do to you. And false teaching, they'll make you think you have to suffer all this stuff. And kind of just people run over you and do you any kind of way. No, 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 no. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Keep going. That loved us. For I'm persuaded. Are you persuaded tonight? For I'm persuaded that neither who? Death. Nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. Keep going. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature, what? Shall be able to do what? Separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing gonna separate me. Persecution come, temptation come, all these things come from the enemy, but nothing gonna separate me from God. When it's all over, I'll be still standing because I know my anchor hold in the solid rock. What rock? That rock is Jesus. That rock is Jesus. That rock is Jesus. There's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. Wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name. And that name belongs to you and me. And nothing but nothing can separate us from the love of God. He said, we win, we win. He said, we are more than a conqueror, then we are more than a conqueror. He said, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. That's how it is. He said, the joy of the Lord is my strength. That's how it is. That's what it is. He said, I overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. That's how I overcome. I cannot be stopped. Hallelujah. Didn't say I wouldn't have a fight. Didn't say I wouldn't face opposition. He just said, I cannot be stopped. Because he conquered the enemy. And everything he's bringing against you and against me, against us, Jesus has already conquered him. And the Jesus that conquered him now living in you, because it just said the life you now live is his life and not yours. I live it by the faith of the Son of God. The same Jesus that conquered Satan now is on the inside of you. And he is released through your spoken words of faith. Hallelujah. Letting them know, you cannot stop me. I rebuke you. I resist you in the name of Jesus. And when he hears that name and he knows you know what you're talking about, he'll flee. But if he know, like the old guy, those seven sons of Sceva watching, trying to cast this devil out of this man, and said, Paul, and the devil said, Paul I know and Jesus I know, but who are you? And he whipped seven of them. That was a bad thing. That demon who was seven men. Tore the clothes off. But when you know the truth, that devil will flee. You notice he didn't do Paul that way. Because Paul knew the name. And when you know the name, Satan will flee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's what every saint, want to do is want to make sure I know who I am. I know what I have. Peter said to that man at the beautiful gate, silver and gold have I none but such as I have. And one translation said, what I have, because he knew he had something. What did he have? He had the name of Jesus. And when he said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, look what he did. Rise up and walk. And he did what? Reached out his hand. And the Bible said, immediately. Because Peter knew he had something. Hallelujah. 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 All right, Usher.